It's Wednesday, June 27th, 4 p.m. in Washington, D.C. I'm Abby Martin, and you're watching RT. Here at RT, our motto is question more. And what that means more than anything is to critically think about what we're told by the mainstream. RT offers a different perspective than the MSN and tends to host more adversarial journalism. Dare I say, tapping into the roots of what real journalism should be. People all over the world are tuning in because they want to see real reporting done about America's domestic and foreign policy. According to a recent study, RT leads all other channels in the level of people watching daily in Canada. But the channel's growing popularity hasn't come without controversy.
RT is the state-run English-speaking Russian channel. It's kind of like Al Jazeera.
The Kremlin already controls domestic television. Now it's going after the international audience to repair a national image tarnished by war, corruption, and assaults on democracy.
Under Vladimir Putin, freedom of the press was stifled as Kremlin-approved oligarchs bought up media outlets one after another. And none of those channels, including RT, is about to bite the hand that feeds them.
Now, a lot of people say, yeah, RT does have spin because it's funded by the government of Russia. But let's examine the premise at work here. Glenn Greenwald wrote an article that sums it up pretty nicely, shining a light on the people and money behind the scenes. He asks, is there a rule that says it's perfectly okay for a journalist to work for a media outlet owned and controlled by a weapons manufacturer, like MSNBC and NBC, or owned by the U.S. and British governments, like the BBC, Stars and Stripes, as well as the Voice of America? Or how about owned by Rupert Murdoch and a Saudi prince, a.k.a. the benefactors of the Wall Street Journal and the so-called fair and balanced journalistic stylings of Fox News? Or what about the banking corporation with long-standing ties to right-wing governments that fund Politico? How about for-profit corporations whose profits depend on staying in the good graces of the U.S. government? Or by loyalists to one of the two major political parties in the U.S.? But it's apparently a violation of journalistic integrity to run a media outlet owned by the Russian government. So where did that rule come from?